certain young husband knows how much his wife appreciates flowers before Shabbos. He walks in the door Friday afternoon, bouquet in hand, and her face lights up when she sees him. He drops the flowers on the table with a tremendous groan. "Ugh," he says. "What happened?" she asks. "Did I ever tell you," he says, "how much I hate buying you flowers on a Friday afternoon? What a burden it is. How annoying. I'm away home from work. It's been a long week. I just want to get home. And I remember, oh, I still have to go and buy the flowers." This parasha contains a horrific, frightening description of the calamities that will befall the Jewish people for not adhering to the laws of the Torah. And at the very end, the Torah adds a phrase, "Tachas asher lo avadato as Hashem elokecha b'simcha," because you didn't serve Hashem, your God, with joy. Sometimes the Torah says you might have even served, done all the right things, eaten the right foods, kept all the right mitzvahs, but you did it in a way that said, "I hate doing this. This is such a burden. It's an annoyance, and I don't want to be doing it." And Hashem says to us, "You know, I don't really need your flowers. It's about a relationship. And if you can't bring them to me with a smile, if you can't bring them to me with joy, then don't bring them at all. Keep them to yourself." As parents, we dedicate thousands upon thousands of hours to our children, from the time we bring them home as newborns until we send them off and then well beyond. And our children also do not appreciate receiving bouquets of flowers with a groan, with a sentiment that says, "This is annoying, and I resent having to do this." And we as parents know that's what it takes to be parents, is putting in all of that time. Like a musician or an athlete who knows it's going to take tens of thousands of hours to achieve greatness. There's no other way around it. That's what it takes to be a parent. It's no surprise to us how much time goes into it. It's not a surprise that we have to spend time doing homework, making their lunches, taking them to their friends' houses, speaking to them as they get older, working through all of their issues. That's what it takes. We know that. But unlike a basketball or a guitar that don't have feelings and won't know the difference whether or not we resent the time or not, but as long as the time is put in, greatness will be achieved, our children do know the difference. And if they pick up that we're resentful through our body language, through a roll of the eyes, through a groan that says, "This is such a frustration and annoyance that I have to do this," then we're, despite the fact putting in the time anyway, not going to get out of it what we can. Because nobody appreciates feeling resented, feeling like a burden. And if we'll take the time to smile when we drive them to their friends' houses, to be okay and happy as we take them shopping, not because it's easy, because that's what we do as parents, then what we'll get out will be far greater than the smile that we put in. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.